The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I know it's not just me fighting for the remote control. What are we going to stream? What are we going to watch? What are we going to listen to? Automatic won recently, and I was happy he did. Let's have this discussion Thursday morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm literally the curator of this show. Like, I would pick something bad. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So Res Ball is a new movie on Netflix. You may not have Netflix. Just get the trial for now for free for like the 12 days, whatever they do, so you can watch this movie. I loved it. It was emotional. Automatic, thank you for picking that flick.
So it's based on the Native Americans that live in the Four Corners area, the Navajos, and how much they love basketball. And as somebody who grew up in New Mexico, basketball is a huge deal.
Res Ball. That's why it's called Res Ball.
And to watch this movie actually depict how it really is, they did a great job.
Shout out LeBron James. He actually produced the flick.
And cinematics was really cool about it too. For me as a person, I grew up similar to you, DJ Automatic, but I also grew up playing AAU and tournament basketball against a lot of these homies. It brought back a bunch of flashbacks to getting beat by all those res ball teams, dog. I was sitting there like, I can't watch this.
7 seconds or less.
Bro, I was sitting there like a war veteran, dog. I was like, no, I can't do it no more. Turn it off, bro.
I'll
never forget, we were playing in the championship game and this kid Randy came in, we were winning by 15 points and he like looked at us, didn't even.
Did Randy say nah?
He looked cool. Nah, next I look up, 3 minutes later, we're down by six.
No!
I can't watch
Randy
this
for the res. And res stands for reservation. There are people in this country that don't realize how many Native American tribes remained right here in North America. Do yourself a favor and watch Res Ball. Something else that I want to say that I believe I should recommend right now. It's early in the morning. You're probably thinking about what you're going to do later on tonight. Penguin. The Penguin.
That was good.
On HBO Max.
Man, dude, you surprised me with a good recommendation right there.
Oh, Anthony!
Well, it's Hispanic Heritage Month. I thought you were going to give us some little social studies assignment or something like you've been doing, dog.
We already did that with Res Ball.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, dude, okay, that's good.
The Penguin's good. Yeah, go Penguin's watch sick. It for sure.
Oh, I've heard great reviews about it.
Automatic didn't even know it was Colin Farrell.
We watched the whole first episode. I had no idea until after she told me.
He said, what? Oh, it's so good. If you have any recommendations for us, please call 877-730-DCS1 or text Anthony A. National
Such
Day.
A proud homie moment. Way to be a brother, Dana. Good job. All right. We have National Mean Girls Day. Hello. Speaking of great movies.
You were just a mean girl right there.
I was
girl,
a little
you
bit
shouldn't
mean.
Be doing that to me so early in the morning. This is the day that Aaron asked Caddy what day it is.
It's October 3rd.
That right there. You're going to have to watch
Classic.
It. Automatic.
Shout out Tina Fey, the great. Yes. And we also have National Techies Day. This is encouraging everybody out there, especially young students, to consider a career in technology. Hello.
Please, because honestly, right now, Google, Meta, a lot of these other companies, even X, they can't find people here in this country that
Let's
are qualified.
Get it. Come on,
can
America.
We get our math and science on? Hello.
And shout out to all the homies who are committed and faithful and great boyfriends. My dogs, I salute y'all. It is National Boyfriend Day, everybody.
DJ Automatic, you're not my boyfriend, but you know what? I feel like you're so good at just being a great husband. I want to keep dating you. Would you go on a date with me?
I mean, I've been dating you for, it feels like 20 years now.
I hate you right now.
Dude, you said it like a prison sentence, buddy.
He did.
It was
did.
Not.
The attacks on me this early in the morning will not. No.
Locked up and it won't let me. Yeah.
I'm done.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Every human being has a language of love. You have to speak your partner's language in order for you to have the strongest relationship possible. So I know there's a book out called The Five Languages of Love. And this book is old. Like, you can buy it now. I'll post the link if you go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. Send me a DM and I'll send you the link.
But you said there's six.
There are six.
Oh.
And this author left the sixth
one
out. No, absolutely not. So I've been reading about this. You know, we have to read about what we're going to discuss before we come on the radio. So let's talk about the languages of love written in the book first. Receiving gifts. Some people need to receive, if it's a flower, a bottle of wine. It could be a napkin with a handwritten note.
Yeah, tokens of appreciation.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Acts of service. This is my love language. And that's why I speak it so well. With DJ Automatic and my daughter, I cook, I clean, I pick up after them. I think because that's what I want. Acts of service. That's the language that I'm suited for.
I service you all the time.
Not that kind of service. I need you to do things for me. Without me asking, that's it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Just thinking about me. So that's my love language.
I do
Be
cook,
quiet.
Though. I barbecue.
Because I ask you to grill. You just have to do it. Okay. Physical touch is another one.
See, I told you I did that.
Yes, yes, yes. So physical touch is another one.
Do you feel like you guys, do you really love physical touch, Dana? Is that a thing
not
for
really.
You?
Time yeah. and a place.
There's a time and place. You wonder, work with us every day. We're not touching.
But that's
really
what I wonder
people.
Is if like working nah. together, that's impacted a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because like when
I don't want to be the couple at work that's like touching each other all over each other. I don't. Yeah, we don't kiss or hug or anything here in the office. I just don't feel like it's appropriate.
No. I don't call DJ Automatic DJ Automatic at home.
Let's put it that way.
I call him by his Christian name. Got to separate work and home. You know. The next is quality time.
Yeah.
Very important. We don't do enough of this. But for me and DJ Automatic,
I don't know if we have time for quality time. We're together all the time.
I don't think we don't speak that language. Neither one of us speaks that language. That's not my language. It's not yours. You're definitely number one, words of affirmation. DJ Automatic needs to hear he's great everywhere. You're a great lover. You're a great DJ. You're a great human. You're a great dad. Like, that's his thing.
And that's
words of affirmation.
That goes for a lot of men, I believe, too.
I think so, too.
Yeah, because you need that ego stroke.
I was going to say, I'm an ego-driven individual.
Yeah, a lot of men are.
Yeah, so the sixth language of love that people don't talk about is distance.
Oh,
which we do not ever have, but we don't speak that language either. When you're out of town, you could be... DJ Automatic was on the other side of the earth. He was in Singapore, and he still called me because he wants to talk to me.
All right.
Even though we spend every moment. That's not our language, but it might be yours. You have to figure out your partner's language of love if you really want a strong relationship. Automatic.
Some days I want more distance than others.
Oh, so. Absolutely, and I'm willing to give it to you, and I take my distance, too. I will go to the room and close the door, and it's 10 minutes. He's opening the door. What are you doing? I'm getting some distance. Okay, so I'm going to give you a test, DJ Automatic. What is my love language?
Service, for sure.
Acts of service. You got it.
That's
right.
The one, yeah.
Ding, ding, ding,
I mean,
ding,
I listen to you about it constantly.
All right, let's share this with our people listening right now, the whole familia. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. It's in the story. And of course, listen to this with your partner via the podcast and have a real conversation about it and build that relationship up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of your favorite R&B cats is teaming up with Taco Bell. Olay, we'll tell you who it is right now in food news. Hottest hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Thursday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the burnt tortilla.
New study just released by psychology.com says that mental health issues can be helped with EDM music.
Oh.
Something about the wah, wah, wah patterns.
Are you sure it doesn't drive you crazy?
Oh my God, dude. I was like, am I sitting next to Diplo?
No. So, what it does is it stops you from repeating negative thoughts.
Oh.
Because there's a certain pattern to EDM music. There's more, you know, to the study.
That makes
Dana Cortez on Instagram if you want it, but it kind
of
does.
Yeah, and regardless of like your genre of EDM, because there's so many different styles of dance music too. Like I can feel that, bro. You're just walking around vibing.
There's no way dubstep is going to make you more mentally healthy. I'm sorry.
Shout out to my dubsteppers. You guys are an interesting
Automatic.
Breed.
Yeah. Automatic. You are so wrong for that. But I believe the study. It was a 5-year study. So if you want it, like I said, hit me up. I'll share it with you. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Taco Bell and your favorite R&B artist, Omar Apollo, are linking up for a brand new hot sauce. It's called Dishes Hot Sauce. It's actually his family's recipe, and they're gonna have a Dishes Hot Discovery box, and it's gonna be like $9. But the thing that I thought was cool is they're gonna have limited edition vinyl of his new album.
Okay.
So Taco Bell's getting into the vinyl game now.
Well, I'm confused about the sauce. Is saucy sauce?
This is
like
a wild partnership,
Omar,
dog.
Apollo.
I'm just happy for Omar Apollo. He's getting paid.
There it is. There it is. Bro.
No, you just want that album. I know you and your vinyl ways.
I would love it because you know I love Taco Bell. So to have any kind of Taco Bell vinyl would be amazing.
Where the Taco Bell hookup at? Call us right now. All right. National Day, Anthony. Right,
let's go to start with National Techies Day. This is encouraging all the young homies out there, young students, to get involved in the tech world if you can. Don't let AI take all of our jobs.
Go get those engineering degrees.
Seriously, math, science, engineering. We can't find people in this country to do these jobs. We have to keep bringing people from other countries. factories. Come on, we're the best, aren't we?
Yep, there it is. Be an engineer and you can make an album for Taco Bell. You know, you could engineer that together. Look at America, baby. All right. And we also have national boyfriends out there. So, you know, as a American man, I want to shout out all the loyal and faithful American homies out there. Great boyfriends we have.
Anthony, I want to say something.
I'm going to say it right now. Hold on. American boyfriends, best boyfriends in the game.
That's right.
I think so. But Anthony, you know, I know you're single right now, but when you are with somebody, you're a good boyfriend.
I am.
He's super thoughtful,
like,
right?
Like many Gen Z and millennial homies.
He's amazing, Dana.
I'm a thoughtful guy. Like all American guys are. Canadians are the only guys to cheat. Let's not forget that.
Oh.
All right.
I'm not going to argue. Drake, The Weeknd.
Hello.
I'm just saying.
Baby. Nobody south of the border cheats.
No comment.
Just you, automatic.
let's wrap it up.
Not on me, but that's another show.
Hey, you know what, guys? Today we're celebrating a cultural moment. It is National Mean Girls Day.
Oh, remember when Aaron asked Caddy this?
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
That is a chick flick that every single guy should watch. It's so good. What's another one? I mean, something that you don't mind, automatic. When I watch Crazy Rich Asians again and again and again, you don't mind that one?
No, it's that one. It's funny. Awkwafina kills that. You know what? The one that I really love, though, is Monster in Law with Jane Fonda.
With Jane Fonda and Jennifer Lopez when they slap each other. That's funny. Ben Affleck loves that one, too. Anthony, you got to have a favorite chick flick.
I'm a Bridesmaids guy. Bridesmaids, I think, is not just a great chick flick, but this is one of the funniest comedies
ever. Do you watch that with like a little honey when they come over or something?
No, I watch it by myself, dog. Shout out Tina Fey, the great writer that she is, bro. That's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your favorite chick flick? Hit us up. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
It's National Boyfriend Day. And, you know, here your girl, Dana Cortez, been married to DJ Automatic well over 10 years. Our single best friend over here, Anthony A. I have challenged them to come up with a perfect date night.
A date off?
A date off, per se. Now, one thing I wanted to say, Automatic, it's been a while since you've dated, right?
It's been a long time since I dated. So Anthony is definitely in the advantage here.
You don't know.
Am I planning a date for a woman?
Yes. Well,
you're not
planning
a date for me.
I'm planning a date for you, Automatic. I thought we were going to get a hangout and I was going to be your boyfriend for the day. That's what I was like, oh, man, okay.
You failed
only in a perfect world.
Dude, I was like, yay, Dana's going to let me date her husband for a day.
This is their idea of a perfect date, ladies. We're not in it. We're not there.
A man who knows what he wants to eat. That's what I want. The partner knows that. Okay.
Anthony, you've been a good boyfriend. Every time that Automatic and I witness you with a woman, you're a good boyfriend.
Right,
you come up with something off the fly.
So now, let me come up with this date for this chick. Is it a blind date?
This is what I'm going to miss out on.
First date? This is what you're going to miss out on.
It's your first date. $150, that's your max. That's it.
That's a big $150.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. Okay.
Instantly, that's going to bump us down to the happy hour range right there. So you could either do happy hours and some apps, right? That's what we're going to start with. Followed by custom candle making.
I don't want to go on this date anymore.
Well, I don't. All right, yeah, you're off, bro. Sorry. You voted off the island. You're not coming to candle making.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
And guess what? Ladies, you get to choose pumpkin spice.
There it is. Whatever scent you want. And then you can always reminded of you when a scent comes around, good or bad. But this date is going to run you under like $85 because candle making sessions, if you find them, the one I go to is only about $70.
And she has a parting gift.
That's right.
There it is. This is amazing.
You leave with a little love souvenir, baby.
Okay, DJ Automatic, husband of mine. Come on, I'm counting on you here, sir.
All right, first thing we're going to do, we're going to hit a museum.
Let's go.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Like $20.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get culturally stimulated.
Okay, okay.
After that, we're going to, you know, we'll get like a $30 bottle of wine, which, you know, you can get a pretty decent bottle of wine for $30.
Yeah.
And then after that, we still got $100 left for the hotel.
Oh, nice, dude. I think you're dating an escort, friend.
I want to buy her a bottle of wine.
This is who I married. This is why we don't do any date nights. Which date night won? You know what? I have a feeling Automatic might win today. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.